This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. When Northeast South Dakota went through serious flooding in the 1990s, several lakes encroached onto area farmland. Producers and recreational lake users have battled for years over whether the additional lake area is for public use. Governor Dennis Dugard and the state legislature were forced to deal with the issue in the summer of 2017.
Past legislative solutions had been elusive. The situation came to a head last March when the Supreme Court said it was, quote, up to the legislature to decide how these waters are to be beneficially used in the public interest. You heard that message and went to work, and the open waters compromise you passed is already working. Today, more than 99% of all non-meandered bodies of water with managed fisheries are open for recreation.
Dugard says the compromise has created what he calls a, quote, new dialogue, end quote, between landowners and the anglers, boaters, and others who would use the lakes. The new law expires this June, but the governor says lawmakers will have a chance to expand that period by another 3 years. Nearly 2 years after state lawmakers approved a halfpenny sales tax increase to improve teachers' salaries, Governor Dennis Dugard says he's pleased with the progress. He says the state assistance has made one facet of school leaders' jobs easier. He shared the program's direction in today's State of the State address. The governor touched on several other facets of education in South Dakota, including continued work on dual credit programs that combine high school courses with post-secondary schooling. Continuing coverage of the State of the State address is found at our website later today, listen.sdpb.org. And you can also take a look at a live tweet that we did of the address. That's at SDPB News on Twitter. A couple of advisories to pass along. A winter storm watch in effect for eastern South Dakota starting midday tomorrow into Thursday, and a winter weather advisory in effect for most of West River Wednesday morning through early Thursday morning.